Good afternoon. My name is Major Mark Steventon, and I'm OC Headquarter Company of the 2nd Battalion of the Yorkshire Regiment, which is based in Wheaton, just outside of Preston.
And you are actually carrying the relics this morning into the Carmel here, and you're taking them home as well?
Yes, that's right. We were approached several weeks ago by the sisters here, who asked for our assistance in carrying the relics in at other locations on its tour. It's been carried in by soldiers or uniformed service personnel, and we were quite happy to take the task on.
Yes, and I counted 43 medals between you all.
Yes, well, as we are predominantly the older end of the market, so we've been around for some time. I mean, I've been in for 32 years now, so you do kind of collect medals for the longer you've been in.
Yes, but it was... It added a lovely dignity to the occasion.
Yes, I mean, drill is still one of the key elements that the British Army conducts and carries out in its training. So coffin drill and funeral drill is still done, more so now than it has been in the past. But drill is the basis of teamwork, and it's something that the Army has done for time immemorial.
Well, you're the Yorkshire Regiment, but based in Preston.
Yes, that's right. We don't have a choice where we're based. We get moved around, and it's always good for the Yorkshireman to see what Lancashire's like. And adversely, the Duke of Lancaster's regiment is based in Catterick, which is in Yorkshire. So, yeah, they don't do things easily in the army.
Because there's always a thing about the right and the wrong side of the Pennines.
There is, yeah. And that's, yes, it's still there. We have a very large Yorkshire rose in our grounds at Wheaton Barracks, so everybody driving past gets to see it. We were going to put a sign saying a small piece of Yorkshire in Lancashire, but we changed our mind about that.
But if you're the older end of the regiment, presumably you've all seen active service.
Yes, all the lads who are here today have served from the old days of Northern Ireland, right through the Bosnia conflict, the Iraq side of the war, and now Afghanistan. And in fact, most of the lads that are here today were in Afghanistan last year, and that's where the battalion is now. We're just in the process of going back out to Afghanistan.
Now, Therese, St. Therese, was very important to a lot of soldiers who were fighting in the trenches in the First World War.
Yes, and it's funny, it's when you're away you remember that God's there, and you do find God in times of stress. I mean, back in the UK, I wouldn't say many of us are that religious, but when you're away, you suddenly remember all the teachings from your childhood and remember the prayers that you thought you'd forgot.
Yes, because I've done quite a bit of work with military chaplains, and they've said that on the battlefield there are very few atheists.
That's right. It's a strong and brave man who's an atheist in times of danger. You all need somebody to support, or somebody to get support from.
So what does it mean for you as an individual being involved in something like this today?
Well, it's a great honour, and considering that there are a vast amount of troops in the Northwest, for us to be asked to do it was a fortune for us, but our motto is fortune favours the brave, so all the lads are very honoured to be here to carry the relics today.
Well, I think there are a lot of people who are very proud to see you here.
Yes, it's been good. The reception's been excellent, especially amongst the young school children who are here as well. Who keep commenting on about the amount of badges we're all wearing. We don't like telling them that the medals, but it's close enough for the children.
Well, thank you very much indeed, and may God bless you.